I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey folks, it's the Doggy Pod and I'm Dr. Rob Zammit and glad to be back with you to talk all things dogs.
Well, yeah, welcome back. I'm Stephen Peters, Dr. Rob Zammit's producer, and yes, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And we're not talking all things dogs today. We're actually talking about specifically one thing to do with dogs, and that's food. And that's because Dr. Rob gets asked all the time, what should I be feeding? What's the best thing for my dog? What should my dog have? You know,
and yeah, you've got to remember what you eat and drink today barks and plays tomorrow.
is that an old canine saying?
That's an old canine saying. We all say, all us dogs say that together.
Yes,
old dogs.
Okay, right.
Yeah, look, it is, but you're right. I mean, people in this day and age are always searching for the best for their dog, the best food, the best toy, the best boarding kennel, the best whatever. They're always looking for the best. And because of that, so many foods have come out, not all good, might I say.
But with good marketing.
Yes. Unbelievable. Yeah, you've got to watch out for the ones that have more marketing and advertising in the bag than they have food. That does happen a lot these days. So I thought one of the things that we need to talk about, of course, initially is dry food. Is dry food good, bad, indifferent for
your
dog?
Well, before we get onto that, though, I was asking Dr. Rob the question, you know, surely variety is really good for dogs, you know, and because we were talking about why don't we do the top 10 foods that your dog should have in its diet at some stage. And we were talking about, okay, is variety good like it is for humans? But apparently not so much.
No, right? Definitely not. You keep changing that diet on the dog, you change their gut bacteria very quickly. You see, dogs have a much shorter intestinal tract than we do. And you put a lot of variety in there, you're changing things a lot in there, it squirts out the backside. Not right. Too many changes and not too quick a change. And plus, dogs aren't like us. You know, like if you keep bring out the same meal every night, you're going to get fed up with it. Your dog doesn't, but we do. We get fed up with giving them the same meal, so we want to give them variety. What does that do? It disturbs the force inside them. So, yeah, you don't want disturbance in the force too much. Some variety is okay, but it's a little bit at a time.
So they do actually like routine.
Oh, yeah.
Culinary dogs, routine.
They're more than happy with whatever you give them. You know, some dogs are fussy, of course, and you might want to kid to that and decide, okay, this is what my dog likes. Once you find it, don't keep changing it all the time. Oh, he didn't eat it tonight, so tomorrow I'll change it. No, didn't eat it tonight, not hungry tonight. It's a very hot day or whatever, some reason. Just try again with the same food. Don't leave the food. Oh, okay. Big point. When you get your puppy, you put the food down in front of the pup. You leave it there for 10 minutes. What it doesn't eat, you pick up and throw out. There's people that leave food all the time out there for dogs. Worst thing you can do. For one thing...
Well, take it away, you mean. Yeah.
You must take it away. One thing, just leaving it there, it creates bacteria in that bowl.
Right.
When a pathologist is trying to grow a bacteria and having trouble, they'll try and grow it in what? Beef broth or chicken broth or something. That's an ideal medium for bacteria. So leaving it out there, you're just putting in an ideal medium for your bacteria. Don't leave the food out all the time. You put the food down, 10-minute rule. After that, if they don't eat, take it away. Don't just leave it there, especially all night and overnight. People do that quite often and then wonder why there's problems. You put the food down, you train the dog to eat straight away. Well, it doesn't eat, that's fine, just take it away. Doesn't eat anything at all, that's okay. Not hungry tonight, take it away. Maybe if it doesn't eat two or three nights in a row, then it's time to go to the vet. But one meal missed on one day, it's not bad. People say, I like to feed my dog as naturally as I can. Yeah, well, in the wild, dogs only eat probably three or four times a week. So missing out on the meal, no big deal.
Right. So what we're going to do is come up with the top 10 food items that your dog, I guess, should be eating.
Oh, well, we'll think about it. So it depends on the case.
Here are the 10 things that are good for your dog.
Yes.
That they can be eating. And if your dog's getting a couple of these, you're probably in a good place, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they're in no particular order, as in the most important to the least important.
Not at all. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I will start off with dry food because it's the most common. So
dry food's good for dogs, yeah?
Well, it is. Look, there's billions of dollars invested in research to come up with good foods. Not all of them are good foods, I'll admit that. I tried to help a company quite a few years ago, but they weren't supposed to put me in front of the camera. Apparently they did. I went on the camera for their staff only, but they threw me all over the place. And people that knew that food was not so good just harassed me on the media, in the social media. But look, some dry foods are really good. Talk to veterinary nurses, talk to people at obedience school, because I'm sure you take your dog to obedience school. Talk to your veterinarian if you have to. Talk to people in the pet shop. I mean, they're going to try and maybe some of them will sell you what they make the most profit on, but they've usually got the best foods, best dry foods, and find out what suits your dog.
What percentage of dry food with wet food?
I prefer if you're going to use wet food,
as in fresh meat and
things. Oh no, we will be talking about that. I do use some fresh meat. The bulk of it, probably I guess 90%, is dry food, and then I will mix a bit of. For me, I mix some meat in with my dry food. And I do that for two reasons. With meat, and I had meat down as one of the items. So dry food. Think about some of the products that are available, talk to people, and come up with something that's good. The only couple of things with dry food that I should mention, I never feed dry food totally dry. I mix some water with it and some meat with it and mixed up with my hand. That way my smell is through the food and my dog relates to that smell all the time with food. And it allows that moisture... mobilizes on good quality foods, it mobilizes some of the fat that's put on the outside and stimulates some palatability. The biggest problem with dry food sometimes, it's not as palatable as the wet foods. It just isn't. I remember many years ago, it was back in the 80s, a canned food came out that used to make my mouth water when we'd bathe them. And my business partner at the time said the same thing. Yeah, when we're feeding these dogs with this food, like, wow, it smells fantastic. So,
okay, so dry food is a must.
For me, it is. I like to have it. I know the people who feed raw diets now are screaming at me over there. What are you talking about?
So what's next on the list?
Bones, I always feed a bone once a week or once a fortnight, depending on the dog.
Raw bone?
Raw bones never only. Cooked. Never cooked. I've said this all the time. Do not feed raw poultry. Why? Because it can cause paralysis. How? Because what they found in raw poultry, especially in the bones of chickens and turkeys and ducks, raw bones, that's where you get the increase in bacteria. Now, we've all heard of salmonella, probably, which now causes problems from raw chicken. Mm. There's another bug called Campylobacter. Gee, I love that name.
Campylobacter.
Now, Campylobacter is also in raw chicken. It can cause diarrhea, but that's not what I'm worried about, because it causes diarrhea as a vet. Yep, we can recognise it. We can give you antibiotics specifically for it. Most dogs will mount an immune response against Campylobacter, and it goes, because it's not in high amounts. However, the Campylobacter bacteria has molecules similar to some of the nerves in the dog's system. So your dog's immune system has now got immunity against Campylobacter, but it may not recognize the nerves in the same way. It thinks the nerves are Campylobacter. It attacks those and causes paralysis. But I do feed raw beef or raw lamb, even raw kangaroo, or those meat rolls. They're all good.
But now, hang on, you were talking about bones specifically as one of the
yes, and I then jumped to meat. That's why you're my producer. You keep me calm.
We're bones talking wise, dry dog right. food, bones, and raw meat.
Raw meat. So the bones I give, like I say, once a week. I use brisket bones or lamb necks. They're my favourites.
Yep.
I will mix some meat with the dry food and water. I did say that earlier. And I might use beef, I might use lamb, I might use even kangaroo, or some of those really good quality meat rolls that are made. You know, there's some really good meats in some of those rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So I have those, you know, not uncommonly to use with the dry food, mash it up with my hand so it's all mashed through, and put that down with a bit of warm water, and boom, it's gone. Before I get to the last dog, but then I've got a lot of dogs. But I start with the first dog, and by the time we get to the end, I start picking up bowls again.
So what's next on the list?
Fish. Now, I didn't put this in the meat variety, but fish is good for dogs.
Raw?
You can use it raw.
Sashimi?
You can, but you do have to watch out for one thing, tapeworm in fish.
Right, okay. So cooked.
So yeah, I prefer fish cooked for the dogs. I do give my dogs fish. I mean, you can use canned fish as well.
Like canned tuna. And
yeah, but just don't overdo it with any of these things.
Mm.
Yeah, and make sure your dog's used to it. If your dog's not used to it, don't give it a whole lot of fish with a bit of dry food, because it may screw it out the other end. Just a little bit of fish mixed with the dry food, and you can build up to it if you want to. So I find fish a good quality protein. So meat and fish and eggs as well, they're all good quality proteins. The reason I use them, we look at the percentage of protein that's in dry food. We don't look necessarily at the quality. You know, the proteins vary in quality. If you went with protein and said, right, what's 0 to 10, 10 being the best, what's the best protein? Egg yolk. Egg yolk's a 10. Yeah, that's all the time. And meat might be depends on how much fat. It might be a 7, it might be an 8. Yeah, it just depends on the protein quality. But when you mix a really good quality protein like meat with, say, a protein that's not as high, like, say, spaghetti, and you get spaghetti bolognese, the quality of protein in the spaghetti is raised, because you've opened up digestive pathways to better use that protein. If the quality of protein in the dry food isn't quite up there, the addition of a little bit of beef or a little bit of kangaroo or lamb or whatever it is increases the quality of the protein in the dry food. So that's why one of the reasons I use meat, plus the reason I use meat or fish is it increases the palatability of the food. As I said earlier, one of the pullbacks of dry food is the palatability, and some of them are very unpalatable. I can absolutely testify to that, because every time I open up a bag of dog food, my daughter doesn't like to be around, because I always taste it to make sure it's fresh.
Gross!
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sorry about that, folks. I had to just quickly leave the studio and throw up. But we're good now.
A little bit of dry food, crunchy, with a nice cold beer on a warm summer's day. Yum.
I'll have to leave again.
We've done the dry food. We've done the buns.
So what have we done?
We've done the meat.
Yep.
And we've done beef, lamb, chicken.
Fish,
kangaroo.
So what's next on the top 10? Of foods your dog should be eating.
One thing that's not used a lot in Australia, it's often used in America and very smart, cooked pumpkin.
Oh.
Yep, has to be cooked. You know, dogs, these people, I grate my pumpkin up for my dog, or I grate vegetables for the dog. Dog's intestines is used to eating cooked vegetables. It's evolved in the wild by eating cooked vegetables.
Pumpkin? Why pumpkin?
Oh, pumpkin. What I love about pumpkin is if your dog's a bit constipated, it helps, especially if he's had bones or something. If the dog has diarrhea, it bulks it up and it helps. Pumpkin's one of those things you can use in both situations. So a bit of cooked pumpkin is ideal for your dog. Cook it, lots of nutrients in it.
Every so often? That's a little
Some people use it every day, and that's great. Some people use it if the dog's got a bit of loose motions, good time to use it. Dog's a bit constipated, good time to use it. But the dogs enjoy it. Most pumpkin has that bit of sweetness about it. Mix it through, you know, well, mash it up. Mm. So it's got to be really well cooked, and I mash it through with the dry food and the meat. And dogs enjoy it. They really enjoy pumpkin.
I like pumpkin too. Okay, what's next then?
Rice.
White rice, brown rice?
Well, both. Brown rice is not as digestible in dogs. In fact, if you cook it really well and you feed it to your dogs, you'll see bits of brown rice grains out the other end.
Right.
Remember, the dog has a short track and not enough time to digest brown rice sometimes, but it's a good bulk and fills and makes them happy, and it's got a good flavour. White rice, I love, of course, if ever your dog has intestinal disturbances, especially, you know, the most common reason a dog goes to the vet is usually diarrhea. So first aid for that is cooked white rice. When you cook the rice, don't wash it. Don't wash it first. Cook it up. And then don't rinse the rice. Don't drain the rice. All that rice water, that really helps. All that starch really helps coat the gut. So a little bit of cooked rice with a little bit of meat when your dog has, you know, a bit of diarrhea will help a lot settle your dog. Now, one of the things I've put in as under a one blanket is leftovers.
Well, that could be anything, right?
Yeah, and exactly right. And people get worried about, should I give it? Yeah, no problem. It's not the main part of the diet. Why? Because your leftovers are going to vary every time you use them. There's going to be a different type of leftovers. So that makes it the bulk of the diet. It's just an added thing. You can use cooked vegetables, not too many greens, and not al dente. If you're using vegetables, I want them really well cooked. Yeah, really, really well cooked. Cooked meats, of course, what do people do? This meat's a bit off. I'm going to give it to the dog. No, it's off.
No.
The reason you know it's off is the smell. The smell is bacteria. What do you want to feed your dog bacteria for?
Yes.
No. I don't mind if you've got some leftover cooked meat. I often will cook too much. And give leftovers to the dogs. I do it on purpose, and I mix it with the dry food, and it forms a small portion. Cereals can be good. You know, if you've too much porridge in the morning or something like that, you can add that. If you've got a lot of milk in those cereals, just be a bit careful. Dogs are lactose intolerant, so not too much milk. So leftovers, yep, but not leftovers because they're off.
But you'd have to be careful, wouldn't you? Like leftover from the Chinese meal you got last night could be full of garlic and onion.
Where we learnt a lot about what onion does to dogs is people feeding leftover Chinese, which often has a lot of onion in it.
And garlic, which is really bad.
And it causes the dog's blood to not produce red cells. So it's a real problem. The bone marrow gets shut down, can't produce red cells, and that kills your dog.
All right, so that is, how many, that's seven now, is it, right? What have we had so far?
Yeah, I've got three more things on my list.
So what have we got so far? We had dry food.
And just quickly, you know, I get out of control here, folks, so Stephen pulls me up. But with dry food, the bulk of dry food is made with chicken. Nearly every dry food has chicken in it.
Mm.
So just be aware of that, because if your dog scratches a lot, and I have, you know, Duke, the doggy, he has a podcast himself, Duke the Poodle.
Oh, Duke the Poodle, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
he, good friend of ours is Duke.
He's on Instagram. Yes.
Yeah, he is. You should visit his Instagram page. Well, we can't feed him dry food with chicken in it.
Why?
Because his ears just become inflamed. He has an allergy to it and gets constantly inflamed ears if he has chicken. So he doesn't get chicken of any kind. So be careful, you know. Find out the nutrient in that dry food that's best for your dog. It could be salmon, some of them made with salmon. But the bulk of dry food, because chicken is the cheapest protein that we have, the bulk of dry food have chicken in it. So if your dog, you think your dog's not doing all that crash hot and you're changing dry foods all the time, have a look at the ingredients that's on the packet. Before you go changing, make sure you change to something that your dog hasn't tried.
Okay. Right, so what's next?
Right, next is for the obese dog, and I'm talking the obese dog, cabbage, cooked cabbage.
So just cabbage for a meal?
Well, not just cabbage. You mix it with a little bit of mince. I had a guy once who was very, very brave. He and his wife was a very large lady, and they came in, and their dachshund was very large. And the dachshund was having trouble getting around. I said, look, I've got to put this dog on a diet. And we're going to put him on my cabbage diet. And he said, oh, I know that cabbage diet. I heard you talk about it on the radio. And this guy was skinny. He said, I was really big like her, and pointed to his wife. I nearly died. She arched up. I think she was going to hit him. But he went on the cabbage diet himself.
She probably did, folks, later.
Do not go on the cabbage diet. It's go and talk to your nutritionist or your doctor. I'm a vet. I'm talking about animals. So with dogs that are really obese, cabbage with a little bit of mince or a little bit of, it could be beef or chicken, I don't care what, mixed through it, cooked chicken if you're using chicken, and raw or cooked meat. Cabbage bulks, their stomach up, they feel full and that, and thank you, Dad, but they lose weight. They don't get a lot of nutrition out of it.
So they feel full, but they're not actually,
And then, of course, people say, what about vitamins? And, if they're losing weight, dogs make a lot of vitamins in their gut. Yeah, scurvy is a lack of vitamin C in humans. It can cause death in humans, and used to back in the days when people didn't understand vitamin C because we don't produce it in our gut. In fact, only two animals don't, ourselves and guinea pigs, and you can see the similarity very often. So lack of vitamin C doesn't occur in dogs because they produce it in their gut, and they produce a lot of other vitamins in their gut, more than we do. But if you're worried, give them a multivitamin, cabbage, and a little bit of mince, and lose weight. Because loss of weight in dogs, intentional loss of weight, is a good thing when they're obese. Really good thing. Amazing how helpful it can be to your dog's lifestyle. People that go on take their dog on the cabbage diet and they start losing weight, these are fat dogs, they all say the same thing to me, Stephen. They say, wow, I've got my old dog back. He's just a new dog again.
Right, okay.
One of the biggest studies done in dogs was how to treat hip dysplasia, and it was found more than anything else, loss of weight for hip dysplasia was a really good treatment.
Wow, that seems to make sense. Okay, so what's left on your list there?
Treats, because people forget that treats are part of your daily ration. That's why I've put them down. Now, I don't care what treat you use, as long as it's a healthy treat of some kind for your dog. Like, it could be a bit of dried liver, it can be a bit of dried meat, it can be bits of chicken,
you know, something a bit special.
A roll, whatever it is, you know, one of those rolls chopped up, because some of those rolls can be really expensive but very, very good. Dogs love them. So you just chop them up. But they have to form part of the daily ration. In fact, some trainers will only put the food, all their food, into the treat bag and use it in training throughout the day.
Yeah.
The dog doesn't get a meal as such. It's all treats for doing certain little behaviours.
But healthy treats.
Yep, the whole day is just one day of giving dog treats. His whole ration is just in there as a treat. And some of the bomb dogs, they have to do that with the bomb dogs because, I mean, people's lives are at stake. We can't afford to muck around. So they do that. The whole ration is treats, and they enjoy it. You know, it's their food, their dry food, or whatever it is, a treat. And when they find the item, they get that. So treats still have to form part of the daily ration.
Now, you've got one very interesting thing on the end of your list there,
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised by, to be honest.
Well, we all love it. Pink said so. Pink said ice cream. We all love ice cream. And since I was 4 years of age, I've always tried to go out there and make ice cream a food group on its own.
Well, it's not, Rob.
Oh, I know.
But if dogs are lactose intolerant,
yeah,
how?
You don't give them a lot. Don't give them a lot. But they... Well, Oggy does enjoy a bit of ice cream with me. Like, if I buy an ice cream cone or some type of ice cream, I will give him a little bit as
well.
So
it's all right to give them a little bit of ice cream.
A little bit of treats that are unusual are fine. You know, and I guess I'm talking about all the unusual treats here. Ice cream's one that I do use often. Never chocolate.
Never chocolate. We know that, yes.
If you want to give your dog chocolate, get the special ones made out of carob.
Yes.
And you can use those quite happily with a little bit of ice cream, I guess. Ice cream.
Who'd have thought?
Not much ice cream, a big ice cream cone, and that's a really special treat for Oggy. He loves licking the ice cream out and then eating the cone.
That would be good bonding for any parent and their dog, wouldn't it? If they bring out a bit of ice cream, God, the dog's never going to leave you.
I think that's about right. So, folks, don't forget, ice cream, let's make it a food group.
Okay, sorry, we just had to nip out of the studio and get ourselves a little treat then. That talk about ice creams made us... Exactly. Yummy. Particularly when it's summer, which it is here in Sydney right now. So, Rob, 10. What were they? What were the 10 items?
Dry food. Bones, raw bones, and no chicken bones. Meat, beef, lamb, chicken, kangaroo, or those meat rolls. Fish, I did separately. Pumpkin. We talked about rice, of course, of the brown and the white of it. The leftovers, yum. Cabbage, treats. And finally, come on, folks, sing it. Ice cream. We all love ice cream.
It's hard to imagine that this man is one of the most well-respected vets in the country, but he is. He's just kind of goes a bit wacky from time to time, and I suspect he's having a little, you know, when you have that little sugar rush from an ice cream we have a brain freeze. Well, that's what Rob's having right now, I'm afraid. So we'll just let him have a lie down. Thank you so much for listening to the episode. We appreciate it. And please follow us on Instagram. Tell the world about us. We're always posting stuff there and on our Facebook page. And we will see you for the next installment of the Doggy Pod very, very soon.
And this week, your job is to give your dog a little bit of ice cream. Bye, folks.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.